This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Alabama, jurors have found Richard Scrushy not guilty of all charges. Scrushy is the founder and fired CEO of Health South, the medical services company, and he was accused of masterminding a massive $2.7 billion accounting fraud to boost the company's earnings statement. Scrushy's acquittal was a blow to the Justice Department, which had a string of successes in prosecuting other corporate scandals recently. From Birmingham, Melanie Peoples reports.
Richard Scrushy cried and hugged his wife and his attorneys after a federal jury acquitted him on all 36 charges in a corporate fraud trial that stretched over 5 months. He walked out of the courthouse to a chorus of cheers from fellow church members and ministers who regularly appeared in court and prayed at his side.
I don't understand why people are so critical. What's wrong? What happened to the compassion in this world?
All right.
And the love that we've got to have for one another. Jesus taught us how to love each other.
Yeah.
So we've got to have compassion, folks, because you don't know who's next, who's going to be attacked next.
In addition to his business career, Scrushy's known as the host of a morning Christian talk show on a local television station here in Birmingham. Scrushy was accused of conspiracy, securities fraud, wire fraud, mail fraud, and money laundering. He'd been the focus of investigation since 2002. When he was indicted in 2003, Scrushy blamed the massive fraud on subordinates, including all five finance chiefs who served under him at HealthSouth. 15 former HealthSouth executives pleaded guilty in the scandal, and much of the prosecution's case hinged on their testimony. U.S. Attorney Alice Martin prosecuted the case.
I'm shocked at today's verdict, though. We had five CFOs that said they had direct conversations with this man. And he saw all of this income, but no expenses. No, I'm shocked by the verdict.
After the trial, jurors said they just didn't believe those former CFOs who had plea bargains with the federal government. Jurors said they believed the prosecution simply lacked substantial evidence. The racial composition of the jury, 7 blacks and 5 whites, may also have played a role. While Scrushy is white, he was surrounded by black ministers and friends on many days in court, and he's become a member of a black church. His defense and closing arguments compared his trial to the civil rights struggles of the 1960s. U.S. Attorney Alice Martin left the courthouse saying that the federal government isn't through with Scrushy.
Next, we'll proceed on the appeal on the perjury and obstruction counts that were dismissed and go on with the other 2,000 or so pending cases in the district.
Richard Scrushy was the first CEO to be tried under the Sarbanes-Oxley law, which encourages greater accountability in the wake of corporate scandals like Enron and WorldCom. Under Sarbanes-Oxley, CEOs are held legally responsible for the truthfulness of all financial documents they sign. Though many heralded this as the test case for Sarbanes-Oxley, John Coffey, securities law professor at Columbia University, says Scrushy's acquittal should not be seen as a failure of the law.
I think this case is more about the difficulty of suing in a special part of the country where the federal government is not a hero against a local businessman who is a hero to some, and in a case where religious affinity between the jurors and the defendant may have played a role in their being willing to believe him and not the extremely detailed testimony from 4 or 5 chief financial officers.
This isn't the last day Scrushy will spend in court. He faces charges in a host of civil lawsuits that have been filed all across the country by investors who say they lost billions when HealthSouth stock prices plummeted. And in civil court cases, prosecutors have a much lower burden of proof. Melanie Peoples, NPR News, Birmingham.